And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa on Double X 1090.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on Double X 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Mexa. We're in the Double X studios, and that's Bill Varnay, surf fishing expert, fishthesurf.com, the Surf Fishing, the Light Line Revolution, the name of his book, and available. I've never heard of a surf fishing book available digitally. I'm impressed.
You're the man. You know? That's cool.
And how many copies of that book have you sold?
Golly, let me count. Quite a few. Over 8,000 printed copies.
That's a lot of copies.
a lot of surf fishing.
That's a lot of surf fishing copies. And yeah, a lot of those have gone to places like Nevada and Arizona. So those fellas have a long drive.
Yeah, but, no kidding.
It's become really popular. And about 1,000 electronic copies.
Electronic copies. And, impressive.
And one thing I love about the electronic copy is that it's in color. All the pictures are in color, and that's what
really?
They were meant to be. And when you produce a book in color, it's very expensive. So I'm glad to see that it in its true format. I worked hard on those pictures.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So the ones in the regular book are black and white.
That's
but
right.
If you download it digitally, they're in color.
They're in color.
Wow. That's impressive. I'll have to check that out.
It's
I have
great.
To download it. And it's available on Amazon Kindle?
Exactly. Amazon okay. Kindle, and I think quite a few other platforms it works on, too.
Wow, fantastic. And, of course, you also do seminars, too, right?
I do. I do quite a few seminars. You know, I enjoy myself doing the Fred Hall Show. I've probably done 25 or 30 seminars for the different Fred Hall shows. I like going to club meetings and doing those. Tackle shops, I've done those. But by far, my favorite are my on-the-beach seminars, and we hold those at any one of five or six different state parks, state beaches here in Southern California, and those go throughout the year.
And you can find out information on your website.
Exactly. You can go right to my website. If you go on the left-hand side, you'll see a tab there for seminars, and you click on that. And I'll have one upcoming this month in Bolsa Chica in Huntington Beach, another one in September at Bolsa Chica. We just finished one 2 weeks ago down at South Carlsbad State Beach, and we go to Crystal Cove and McGrath up in Ventura and several different places.
Wow, that's cool.
Really cool.
Very good. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today, still continuing going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, lots of fun and lots of really good information. We've already had a lot of great phone callers, but we'd love to hear from you this morning. There are only two lines that are available. We've got one of each, one of the toll-free numbers. That's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And one of the local lines open. That one's 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. And not only is Bill Varnay in here answering all your questions and talking about surf fishing, and we're getting reports and all kinds of great information, also a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a complete AFTCO fishing package for you. You're going to get one of the brand new pair of the AFTCO Performance fishing shorts, as Pete mentioned. I mean, for sure the best pair of shorts that they've ever made yet, and the best fishing shorts that are on the market. Very comfortable, all the same great AFTCO stuff where they're super durable and the blood doesn't stain them like they would other shorts, but really, really comfy. So wear a new pair of those AFTCO shorts for you. Also one of the AFTCO Performance fishing shirts and an AFTCO fish feet for your boots. So head to toe, they got you covered up with that AFTCO clothing. And again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And with that, we're going to go live right now to the Pacific Queen. Captain Drew Card's on the line. Good morning, Drew.
Morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
Hey, we're doing great. We're just anxious to hear about this great fishing that's been going on and wanting to know what's going on in the Pacific Queen.
Oh, well, we're having an excellent trip. We're finishing up a three-day trip here. I can't even... It's hard to put into words the kind of trip that we've had. You know, we have a lot of fish on board this boat right now, but apart from the numbers, just the quality of fish that is on here is insane. We probably have 140 of that centigrade yellowfin tuna. I'd call it 25 to 40 pounds. We were weighing up our third-place jackpot fish last night, and it bottomed out a 50-pound scale. Pretty sweet. The yellowtail fishing down there on Kelch is also same thing, insane. I caught probably 18 to 25 pounds, with some going as big as 30, and some really good Dorado and bluefin fishing to go with it. And I this has just been an incredible trip. Guys are super stoked. I don't think I could do anything today to mess it up. It's just been absolutely insane.
Wow.
Jeez.
Overall, you know, overall, even in this one-day range, I've been listening to the guys on the radio while I've been down below, and guys have been doing really good on this bluefin close to home. I know there's some guys on Friday that had 100 fish days. Guys yesterday were, you know, had fish in the 60, 70 fish, you know, count range. I mean, there's just good fishing all around. Now's the time. It is definitely a really good time to go fishing.
Okay, how do we get on the Pacific Queen? You got me fired up.
Me too.
I'm ready to go.
No doubt.
Call the landing. Call Fisherman's Landing, 619-221-8500. Or you can go on our website, pacific-queen.com. We've taken a ton of pictures on this trip, and we're going to post them on our Facebook page. So you can also check that out at Pacific Queen Sport Fishing. Check out what we've done, the photos and everything. Like I said, it's just been incredible.
And what do you have coming up this week, Drew?
We got a couple one days leaving tonight and tomorrow night, and then we got a 2.5 day and a 2 day. So we got plenty of options, lots of you know, different things that we're going to be doing. So, you know, any one of those trips, there's potential to have a banner trip.
Wow, and you can book right online at fishermanslanding.com, right?
Yep, you can do that as well.
All right. Thanks, Drew Card. Hey, from the Pacific Queen. Wow!
No
Wish
doubt.
We were there. We're
no
all
doubt.
Like jealous. Yeah. I appreciate the report this morning. Thanks a lot for that. Lou Duchesne. Mr. Lou, what's going on? He's got info on the San Diego Rod and Reel Club. What's up, Lou?
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and guest.
Hi, Lou.
Just wanted to call and let you all know about the 29th annual Big Fish Tournament. We've done it a little different this year. We're co-sponsoring with Friends of Rollo, and we put a little package together I think that's compatible for everybody. We've got three different divisions. We've got a tuna division for the guy that wants to go offshore and chase around. We've got a yellowtail division where you can fish La Jolla, Mexican waters, islands, or you can go offshore and look around. Or we got an inshore division for white sea bass, halibut, and everything. The prizes are $1,500 for the tuna, plus a $500 gift card, courtesy of Doug Kern over at Fisherman's Landing. Yay, Doug.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow,
on.
Man. So how does somebody get into this?
The sign-up will be at the 17th at the Wave on Shelter Island from 5 to 8. $75 per angler, which includes a fabulous buffet at the world-famous Valley High on Sunday. Plus, they have a ton of raffle prizes. The girls have put together a huge women's raffle and a silent auction. Now, there are side pots for each one of these divisions of $50 per boat also.
Wow.
We welcome everybody to come on out and support this. As I think it supports two fine causes, San Diego Rod and Reel Club Fishing Program, and as you're well aware, meet the Friends of Rollo Fishing Program.
Yeah, no
John,
kid.
John Rowe and Frank LaPresti have been very helpful with this, and I think it's going to be a major deal here in San Diego for years to come.
All right, and of course you can get more information on the website, San Diego Rod and Reel
Club.
Right?
Correct.
San Diego Rod and Reel Club.com.
And it's being posted as we speak.
Okay.
I also hear you have a little tournament in October down at Palmas.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, of course. Yeah, you guys are defending champions, you and Tom, of course, for our Let's Talk Hookup Tournament. A little different this year. We start out with the Tuna Shootout on Saturday the 13th of October, and then follow up with our tournament on Sunday, Monday, the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament, which is, of course, free to enter. Now, are you going to enter both tournaments?
Oh, definitely. We're going for a three-peat on one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, and you have a chance to win $100,000 in cash and prizes by being a part of that. And I hope you have your room booked, because I hear there's very, very little space available at Palmas de Cortez.
Pete, we booked the broom and the boat last year before we even left off the property down here.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun, as we always do, Lou. And you and Tom are three-time defense. defending champions?
Two times. This would be we're going for the third.
The third one. All right,
they'll be third in October.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right, Lou Duchesne from the San Diego Rod and Reel Club. Thanks for that.
Join us.
All right, appreciate the call this morning very much.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time talking to Bruce, who's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, my question is, Pete answered the first one about the size of the sand crab, but exactly how do you want to pin the hook on them?
Well, you know, that's an excellent question, Bruce. The way that I like to pin the hook on it is, well, I think it goes back to, once again, making sure that your bait looks as natural as possible on the hook. The last thing you want to do with all surf baits, and whether it's a lure or a live bait, is have it spinning on your hook. Because if that bait in the current or as you're retrieving it to shore is spinning, all of the big fish got big by being smart and not by eating something that looks like it's got a hook in it. So you want to make sure that you hook that as flat as possible. And what I do is I enter the hook from the top of the shell, so the feet would be on the bottom, the shell is on the top. From the top of the shell all the way through the shell, I'm going to start at one end of the crab, and then I'm going to push the hook through so the eye is touching that top of the shell. And then I'm going to turn the hook around, face it forward, and push the hook through the digger, that digger that you'll see, which is actually the tail of the sand crab. And I'm going to push that through so the very tip of the hook is just sticking through the top of the shell. And it's almost going to cradle the bait, and that will give it a retrieval that looks just like it's crawling out of a hole and it's on the way to a fish's mouth.
And you want to use live sand crabs, right?
Yes, you want to use live sand crabs.
If they die, they're not as good.
They don't work as well when they die, but I must say that one of my secrets is that I do collect crabs at the end of the season down here in Southern California. That's the beginning of October. And I take those hard crabs. I find the hardest ones I can. I freeze about 10 of them in a snack bag, and maybe I have three or four of those bags. And then the middle of the winter, I whip those out and use them for bait. And it's amazing how well they work.
Wow, that's cool. Now, what about chum? Are you allowed to chum off the beach there?
You know, I have seen people chum. I personally don't chum. Down in Oceanside one day, I was at the base of the jetty, and I saw these what looked like rocks flying into the water and splashing, and then I saw this gentleman stand up, and he put his rod in the water with a bait on it, and in a minute he had about a 5-pound corbina, and I watched him again. Well, he was down on his knees crushing mussels, and then throwing him over his bait, and then putting his bait right where those mussels were. So not something we normally do, but it doesn't mean you can't do it.
Yeah, now I'm thinking, okay, I'm just thinking out loud here.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
It's like you're catching hundreds of sand crabs if you use the proper technique this time of the year. You take some of those sand crabs, you mush them up, get that smell in the water, put a little chum in the water there.
Oh. I've tried that. I'm not sure if it works or not. It's kind of an unscientific method, but I've tried it, and it's possible that it works. You're right. You can collect, you know, maybe get an extra 100 of them. You just toss them out there just like you're standing on the bait tank. And
there's no limit on catching sand crabs.
Well, there's a limit on what you can have in possession.
In possession.
But there's no limit on how many you can take or have at once.
Okay.
And as long as you're not in possession of greater than a certain number, which I believe is 50. You'd have to look 50. It up on
the same
as Ghost Shrimp.
Okay. All
right. On the DFG website, we'll let you know that.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go down to the Fishing Mission Summer Edition. We heard from him yesterday. Mr. Ron Line, you catching anything?
Hey, I got to tell you, Pete, today's been one of the funnest days we've ever had out here. I just came over to Kevin and Afrin and said, okay, guys, I'm calling in. You better catch a fish. Each one of them are on a fish right now, and the client that they're with, Dan Coley, was sitting here, and he caught one too, so I'm sitting in the middle of a triple.
Wow.
Hang on. And I got to tell you, it's really been fun because these little war baits, and I got Afrin right here. I want him just to tell you what he's using. Here you go.
Hey, guys. This is Afrin from War Baits, and we're on these spotted bait bass with 3/8-ounce heads and 3.5-inch MC swim baits.
Oh, that's cool. Sounds like you guys are having great fishing.
It's great. It's great fishing out here. The tide's on the way up. The moon was perfect last night, and the fish are biting.
Wow, fantastic, and beautiful day on Mission Bay. And I know you have one more opportunity for Fishing Mission Summer Edition. What's the date on that one?
August 22nd is our next one.
August 22nd. So if you want to go on the last Fishing Mission, only limited to 10 anglers, you reach the Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and they'll get you on the fish, and you get to use those Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks, including the new Pro Angler. Are you on the Pro Angler?
I am on the Pro Angler 12,
and I've just been informed it's August 19th.
August 19th. Okay, so...
I need to show up on the right day.
Yeah, you better do that. All right. Afrin from Warbates, you guys keep getting them. We appreciate the call from Mission Bay, and look forward to August 19th. You want to, again, only a handful of spots left on that. Call Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, or check out FastlaneSailing.com. You can link that right through our Let's Talk Hookup website, hookup1090.com on the links page. Go right to that. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into them. This time we're going to talk to Jim, who's calling us from Fallbrook this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Do we still have Jim?
Jim's been hanging for a long time, too. Well, Jim, hopefully you hear this and you're able to give us a ring back there. So in the meantime, why don't we jump right back into him? And this time we'll talk to Gus. Gus calling from Burbank this morning. Hey, Gus, welcome to the show.
Yo, guys.
Hey,
yo, Gus.
Hey, I apologize, Bill. I don't have a surf fishing question. I have a long-range question today. I wanted to know, are the long-range boats going to be allowed to fish Guadalupe Island this year?
We don't know. We don't know the answer to that yet. It's as of right now, no, but things can change.
Right. I think that, that's the best thing you can say. I mean, it's not that the boats are not allowed to fish there. It's just that the permit process is just not, you know, and the means of doing it and the timing of doing it look like that, as of right this second, is not available. But it's not like the thing has been closed and you're never allowed back in there. It's different than other issues have been. So it's just going to be a matter of getting through this and kind of like the visa thing. As things change, we'll of course keep you up to date. But, that's just one that we just have to keep waiting and hoping that it all gets sorted out the right way.
But Gus, with fishing like we've heard this morning,
no doubt.
Who wants to go to Guadalupe Island, man? There's so much tuna around, it's unbelievable.
Go on the Legend and catch a 70-pounder.
Yeah,
you don't need
exactly.
You don't need to have it eaten by a white shark.
That's right. I'm going on a 7-day on the Royal Star next September.
Oh, you lucky
right
guy.
On, Gus.
All
cool.
Right. Well, have a great trip, Gus. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with Bob Vanian, see what's going on in the local scene. Tons of great stuff to look forward to. It is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on XX 1090.
Well, it's Friday night. She's waiting by the door.
Hey guys, this is Rob Sanford for San Diego Boats in Mission Bay, directly across from SeaWorld at Dana Landing. San Diego Boats is expanding to offer a wider range of boat types and boat services. Sure, we're kind of known as the Defiance Boat Pilot House and Yamaha Outboard Shop, but we're trying to stock more used boats and boats that are affordable and thoroughly checked out with some kind of warranty. We have used Parkers, Ranger and Skeeter bass boats, trade-in center consoles for you guys who want to be freezing and wet. Hey, we might even have a ski boat or a wave runner from time to time.
Oh, no, you didn't!
I know, why would anybody even think about not buying a fishing boat, but some crazy people do. We just bolt a bait tank on the swim step and let them go. So come down to San Diego Boats in Mission Bay or visit our temporarily crappy website at sandiegoboats.net for more info. We will buy your boat if it isn't stupid, or sometimes even if it is. We'll take a trade-in, offer financing. We might even go fishing with you on the rig you want to buy before you buy it. How's that for a test drive? It's San Diego Boats in Mission Bay. From bass to bluefin, we have your next boat.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. Be sure to get the Power Pro Advantage. We talk about it all the time on Let's Talk Hookup. And in your opinion, Rick, you work with it every day. The Power Pro Advantage is what?
It's multifaceted, and it depends on which type of Power Pro you're talking about. But they all have a pretty major advantage. In the tackle shop standpoint, probably one of the biggest things is one of their newer lines, the Power Pro Hollow Ace. For us, working with a spliceable braided line, there is not one that's as good as Power Pro. It has nothing to do with the sponsorship. That's strictly from the tackle shop side of it.
All you have to do is touch it.
Yeah,
and you work with it. You'll see.
The weave opens up easier, so it's a lot easier to get your fluorocarbon or your mono or your needles inside of it. They don't poke through the wall nearly as much. It's softer. It's more comfortable in your hands. It holds the line better. It is. It's the best hollow spectra around from a working standpoint, in my opinion. And I get to work with that absolutely all the time with every different type of brand out there. It's the best.
Check it out for yourself. Power Pro at your favorite tackle store. Check out powerpro.com.
The Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Strokes have some pretty impressive fans, the pros. These award-winning outboards have really delivered for pro anglers across the country. In fact, Florida-based pro tournament fisherman, guide, and TV host Rick Murphy says he's even taken the 300's power inshore. He mounted a 300 to his 23-foot bay, adding 50 horses, losing 40 pounds, and getting that baby up to 70 miles per hour. What's not to like about that? Check out the Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Stroke 300, 250, and 225 at your Yamaha Marine dealer.
Hey there, baby. I'm just a fish. A small fish in a big pond. Love me some good old clean water.
California is home to some of the best swimming and boating anywhere. So dumping raw sewage into our waterways spreads disease, prolonged illness, and kills our friends, the fish.
That ain't cool, baby.
So pump out your boat or use the restrooms before you go out to play. Log on to BoatResponsibly.com and get full details, pumping instructions, and a complete list of convenient pump-out locations. Dump at the pump. If it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
Clean is cool, baby. Yeah.
Brought to you by the California Department of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on Double X 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting with the man, Bob Vanian, with that great 976 Bite Fish Report. Today, that fish report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. You can get the absolute finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or a private boat trip. And that's one thing I've been taking advantage of a bunch this year is coming back with our private boat catch and dropping it off to Fisherman's Processing.
I wouldn't know about that myself. But
what are you talking about? You know about it. I've given you plenty of it.
You've given plenty of fish you're catching, yeah.
That's for sure. Right. Well, it's a fact that no one in San Diego takes better care of your catch than those experts at Fisherman's Processing. They do fillets, they do smoked fish, jerky, or the premium canning. You can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, or just visit them in their Point Loma's Liberty Station location, or check out fishermansprocessing.com.
And you know what's interesting about Fisherman's Processing? We always talk about, you set the standards for fish processing, like in Sitka, Kingfisher Charters do a fantastic
job. That's the benchmark.
I can tell you, that's a benchmark. I can tell you the Whaler's Cove fishing processing was great when we had it last week. But Fisherman's Processing is right there at the pinnacle. I mean, there's nobody that does it better than Fisherman's
Processing. The thing that blows me away the most is when you walk into that shop, and that's what they do. They cut fish. They cut fish and put it back. When you walk into that place, it's like a surgical. I mean, you don't smell any fish. You don't see anything. It's just super clean and just, it's perfect. And I mean, they get it out to you while you wait. The second you walk in, like, okay, this is what everybody's talking about. Yeah.
Perfectly trimmed. All you do when you unfreeze it is you cut the bag open and, put it on the grill.
Yeah. It's the spot for a reason.
Indeed. Good morning, Bob Vanian.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Rick and Bill. How are you guys this morning?
Hi, Bob.
Great. Fantastic.
Good. I've got some great news, as you heard there on the show. The offshore fishing news is really exciting right now, with some big numbers of yellowfin tuna, bluefin tuna, Dorado, and yellowtail having moved up to an area that's between 120 and 135 miles from Point Loma. These fish have made a nice move up the line from down there at 160 miles or so earlier in the week. I talked with Captain Scott Mizell of the Condor out of Fisherman's Landing on Friday morning, and he was finding excellent kelp paddy fishing down in this zone, and by the end of the day, they had totaled 22 anglers, catching 110 yellowtail, which was limits, 40 Dorado, 30 bluefin tuna, and a yellowfin tuna. The right stop down there can go absolutely berserk wide open on big yellowfin tuna like we usually don't see around here. Private boater Captain Ron Bowers of the Salt Fever reported wide open yellowfin action while fishing this zone on Friday and Saturday while on a three-day trip. On Friday, they got a yellowfin trolling strike at 7:30 in the morning while fishing down 130 miles from Point Loma. They stayed in that stop all day long, never moved, and caught 30 to 53-pound yellowfin throughout the day. When they woke up on Saturday, didn't take long to get another stop, and that whole scenario repeated itself. By the time they left for home, they had totaled 60 yellowfin tuna, 11 Dorado, 2 yellowtail, and 5 bluefin tuna, and they had also caught and released about 40 additional 30 to 50-pound-plus yellowfin tuna. Fishing sounds totally epic. I'd suggest getting down there on a day-and-a-half trip to get in on some of this red-hot action. I know Captain Scott Mizell on the Condor is running open-party day-and-a-half trips during the week that have space available. Next one leaves Monday night for Tuesday's fishing. You can call Fisherman's Landing for details and reservations. In more local offshore waters, there have been some bluefin, Dorado, and yellowtail biting. Some of the better spots have been the 385 spot outside of Ensenada, the 475 Knuckle, the Hidden Bank, 425 spot and 371 spot. And going up the coast, there's been action on Yellowtail and Dorado, reported under kelp patties between the 209 spot and the 267 spot outside of Dana Point. Marlin have also been biting in a few different areas. In the San Diego region, there's been some action going on for boats fishing 4 to 7 miles west of North Island. And the area between the 209 spot and the 267 off of Dana Point produced at least one marlin on Saturday. And there was also marlin action reported around the east ends of both Catalina and San Clemente Island. That fishing is developing all the time. Well, that's this week's report. I suggest getting out there and getting in on some of this red-hot fishing going on.
God, Bob, how much was this the week that we've been waiting for?
Man, you just don't see this grade of yellowfin tuna up this far very often. This is really special.
And as big a move as it made this past week, think about it. It could be in very local waters next week.
Yeah, yeah. I know the temperature break they're fishing moved up a few miles yesterday. It is continuing to come our way.
That's awesome, Bob. Well, this is exactly the reason that people subscribe to your service, to keep in touch with things like that, the GPS coordinates to where it was, where those temperature breaks, things like that. It's an invaluable service if you're a guy with a private boat or a guy that just wants to keep in tabs with everything that's going on. And if somebody does want to do that, Bob, how do we subscribe to everything you got going on at 976-BITE?
Thanks very much, Rick. You know, some people just subscribe because they get a good evaluation of what the weather's like that day. So
sure,
they want to choose a nice weather day to go. So there's all kinds of reasons that people sign up. Anyway, the best way there is on the web. The address is www.976bite.com. As an alternative, I also do fish reports over the telephone. If you want to give me a call, I can do that. I call it a personal report at 619-226-8218.
I'll tell you, you're crazy if you're going to spend all the money that it takes to buy bait and fuel and time and permits and everything else and not spend the very little money that it takes to talk to Bob to find out exactly where to go. So it's a source that I use absolutely every time I go. Well, Bob, great report as always. Thanks for compiling so much information, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Thank you very much, Rick and Pete, and look forward to talking to you guys next week.
Thanks,
see you, Bob.
All right.
Well, let's.
That wraps up Bob Vanian's Fish Report, and it's sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Check out the new Gamakatsu ring hook. Perfect timing for that with that one-piece solid ring. Much smoother than any welded ring for a better bait presentation. Always is the most important thing, that bait presentation. So get Gamakatsu ring hooks at your favorite tackle store. And let's go out and talk to our good buddy Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance with our Fifth Avenue Insurance update. Good morning, Sherm.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, buddy. How you guys doing?
Excellent. Great. How about that fishing, huh?
Oh, man, I wish I was out there. I'm stuck on the bay on my kayak right now.
No, that's not such a bad deal.
I think of worse problems.
Fishing's been pretty good this morning.
Good.
I tell you, though, there's some people who don't pay attention to the kayaks on the water. There's some water skier out here, and Jim and I are the only two kayaks out here, about 40 yards from each other, and the guy decides to split us. It's just crazy.
Whoa.
That's dangerous mission.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely not thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, tip of the week, since we're talking about these guys almost running me over, we'll talk about liability insurance.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, liability is something that guys overlook a lot. You know, a lot of times you're trying to save a few dollars on your policy, and you put out those minimum limits, and you're not really paying attention to the liability side. And most policies start at $100,000, worth of liability, and once you figure in attorney's costs and everything else, if you have some kind of incident on the water, where you do damage to somebody's property or injury, you know, $100,000 worth of attorney's cost isn't going to cover much nowadays.
No kidding. So what do you generally recommend for your clients?
In our agency, we don't sell anything under $300,000.
Yeah,
and usually the difference between $100,000 and $300,000 is usually like $25. It's not that big a deal. And if you needed it, boy, it sure comes in handy.
Yeah, that's the difference in getting a guy like Scott and Fifth Avenue Insurance is if something actually does happen,
right,
you're covered. If you're and not going, man, I wish I had more.
I wish I would have gone to Fifth Avenue.
There you go. How do we get a hold of you, Scott?
Well, today you can look for me on the water, but normally you can call me at 619-640-3130. That's the office. Or you can shoot me an email at sherm@fifthavins.com, and that's all the abbreviations for Fifth Avenue Insurance.
Scott Sherman, keep getting them, okay?
We're gonna make a couple casts as soon as we hang up here, buddy.
All right. Fifth Thanks, Avenue sir. Insurance. We're talking, and of course, yeah, like you say, right on our website, Fifth Avenue Insurance link, right on our links page on our website. Thanks, Scott. Thanks a lot for
keeping it up.
All right.
All right. Let's hop right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Edward, who's calling us from Orange County this morning. Hey, Edward, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Bill, I was just wondering how the water temperature affects the different species in the surf, and also why are the bigger ones usually caught in the wintertime?
Boy, the water temperature does have a big effect on the fish in the surf. When you get the warmer water temperatures that we start seeing about in the middle of May or so, you've got a lot of the corbina and other fish that will actually leave the local estuaries, make their way out onto the open beach, and begin feeding. And then in the wintertime, when you get that colder water coming in, you're going to find a lot of the large perch, and they're going to be out there spawning. And you'll also be able to, at that time, switch over to a different type of bait. You know, in the summer when you're going to be having that warm water and concentrating on sand crabs and ghost shrimp, when you get to the wintertime and you get that colder water, maybe you're looking at the mid-50s in the month of December, January, and February, you're going to want to switch to the sidewinder crab, which is scientifically known as the line shore crab, and that's what those fish are going to be keen on in that time of the year. And you know what's interesting about those shore crabs, or sidewinder crabs as everybody knows them, is if you use that same crab in the summer, and they occur on all the rocks in Southern California.
So those are those little red and black striped
right,
crabs?
Yes.
Exactly. And once again, remember the colors of those. You know, they're burnt orange, brown, olive green. You know, once again, we have these typical colors. Those are the ones you see running across the rocks, and that's when we go in December, January, February. We use those exclusively, and they work very well. As a matter of fact, a good friend of mine, Brad Beyer, who was the editor of my book and really the one I learned everything from, and he'll laugh about that, caught a giant striped bass last summer at night down in Newport Beach. The fish was 45 pounds.
Whoa!
Was
geez.
46 inches in length. I caught it on 6-pound test.
Whoa.
Just an unbelievable
what an
job.
Accomplishment.
And when that fish was cleaned, it wasn't full of sardines or anchovy or squid. It was full of sidewinder crabs.
Sidewinder crabs. So how do you catch sidewinder crabs?
Yeah, that's
crabs?
Totally going to be my question.
I know, and I was a kid. I used to catch them all the time off the dock, but I'm a little slower now.
Yeah, string and a piece of mackerel? Like...
That's right. Well, you know, if you look at my fingers, you'll see a lot of pinch marks on the end of them, so got to watch out for that. You know, there's some real tricks to catching the crab. Of course, I used to like to see them on the rock. And there'd be 50 of them, and I keep my eye on one, and 49 of them would run away, and I take maybe a butter knife or something and find out what crack they were in and flip them out. But probably the easiest way to find them is anywhere you can go where you have salt water and you have about rocks about the size of a shoebox. You can just turn over those rocks, and you'll find the sidewinders right underneath those.
Smaller ones? You want the little ones?
I like the ones that are about the size of a quarter.
Okay.
But Ron Schmidt, Sidewinder Ron, who holds several California surf fishing records, says the bigger the better. He'll use ones that are so big you have to use a metal glove to pick them up.
Wow.
That's cool, right. Bill.
Good tips. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. It's been a pretty epic morning of great fishing reports, and I'm going to bet Frank Lopresti on the Royal Players is catching a fish or two. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Well, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. No, actually, we're traveling, and, you know, we kind of got caught between here. We were on our way down, and things were a little slow then, so we went on down. We got limits of yellowtail in the 22 to 40-pound class, some nice grouper. Yesterday, we had a stop for 40-some Dorado under a kelp patty. We've got a handful of tuna. We had a few bluefin down there on the ridge, and now we're trying to get up here to this hot zone where they're catching some gorgeous fish there, that 30 to 40-pound yellowfin and some bluefin. So probably get there this afternoon and get their fish there tomorrow and the next day. But the reason why I called real quick here is, and thank you for taking the call, is we just had a cancellation a few minutes ago on the August 8th Blackwater trip. I believe it's limited to either 26 or 28 passengers. There is one opening on the trip. If anybody's interested, they can call our office, 619-226-8030. It's a 7-day trip. We're going to be spending most of the time on that trip fishing tuna for sure.
So
if you're interested, give us a call, okay?
And you're going to be running that trip, right, Frank?
Actually, you got a duo this next trip. It'll be Frank and Roy, okay?
Oh, double trouble there on the Royal Polaris. And so they just call the Royal Polaris office and grab that last spot if they want to go with you.
That's correct.
Hope everything
is well with both of you guys.
Everything's great. I will say one thing about that Blackwater trip, too. Getting to know some of the passengers on board that trip, that is a really, really fun and very talented group of guys to get to go fishing with. And a limited load. I mean, I couldn't say enough good things. That's an awesome opportunity for somebody to get to go on a trip that's normally always sold out.
Yes, it is. And it's a fun group of people, too. All right. Take care, Rick. Thank you. Thank you, Pete.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate that report from Captain Frank Lopresti on the Royal Polaris. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Okay, you got it. Well, then we're going to jump in and talk to Don. Don's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hey, Don, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Don.
Hey. I got myself and four of my buddies that I fish with when we were talking about doing some surf fishing. How do I find out when your next seminar is going to be, and do we need to bring anything with us, like tackle or gear or anything?
Our next seminar will most likely be this month, somewhere in the later part of August, and then again in September. But certainly the easiest way to find out the dates on the seminar, I'll give you a couple of tips on that. One is go to the front page of our website, fishthesurf.com. You'll see a navigation link on the left that says seminars. You can click on that. But more importantly, you want to sign up for our free newsletter, Surf Fishing Newsletter. It comes out about once a month, and I try to send out some little nuggets, some tips.
It's great.
There.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I read it.
Yeah, I as well.
And take a look at that. But if you sign up for that, you'll be one of the first to get notified that registration opens. Registration field, we allow about 40 to 45 folks in each on the beach seminar. It fills up very quickly. We've had as many as 200 or 300 sign up in a day. So
wow.
You want to really get on that quickly.
And how much does it cost?
Well, we ask for a donation of $5 to try to help cover some of the costs of the bait, but really we don't ask for anything. It's free, and we invite everybody to come, and we want all ages, men, women, children, everybody to come down and really learn the new sport.
Wow, that's cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Again, fishthesurf.com. You can get all that info. Appreciate the call.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Still plenty of your phone calls and lots of great information here with Bill. We got more Let's Talk Hookup, XX 1090.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
Come to your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman for the latest in guns, the hottest fishing products, and the best shooting gear. With 14 Southern California locations, including two in San Diego County, Turner's Outdoorsman has the buying power to bring you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Every Friday, you can check out fantastic specials on fishing, hunting, and shooting gear by logging on to their website at turners.com. Or better yet, stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman to find the location nearest you and see the weekly specials. Check the web at turners.com.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
You know, it's interesting because the ranch has probably a higher percentage than most of the hotels of guests that don't fish. And it's nice on the beach. We've got the beautiful reef right in front of the hotel that you can dive on. And that swimming pool is right there hanging over the water. And it's a very popular spot as well. And the kids tend to bunch up and the wives tend to get to be friends. And what's happened over the years is a lot of families met down at the ranch and got to be friends and plan their vacation so they come down at the same time. We're kind of unique for the fact that I think we're really the last of the old Baja fishing style hotels. We're proud of that, and we're going to hang on to that image. We're going to be around for the next couple decades at least. At Rancho Leonero, we don't want to be bigger. We want to be better. We keep it simple, old Baja style. Rancho Leonero, 800-334-2252, 334-BAJA. We get a lot of guests that come back two or three times a year. RanchoLeonero.com.
The best charter boats, free parking, and fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is the choice for your fishing trip. Come aboard the top charter boats in Southern California, like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Legend, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. and is all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivera Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on XX 1090.
Want to draw your attention to our website once again, hookup1090.com. Always some great information, great links page. Of course, we're going to have our archives updated today before I get on the plane to go to Dove Island Lodge in Sitka. And yesterday's shows are already up on our Yamaha Outboards archives page. And don't forget to check out the last trip to Alaska, which was Whaler's Cove, a new a destination for Let's Talk Hookup, and a great destination.
Sounded really cool.
Check out the website. Check out the story. It'll make you want to go with us next year, next August. I'm telling you, it's a good spot. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Leroy, who's calling us from Rancho Bernardo this morning. Good morning, Leroy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Leroy.
Great.
Hey, a question about offshore fishing. The way fishing's been, I don't think it's necessary, but are you using fluorocarbon or not, or what do you recommend?
For as far as offshore fishing?
Offshore fishing.
You know, I think that you hit the nail on the head, that fluorocarbon is always a good thing to have, and I would always have it with you. It sounds like the type of fishing that we're having right now. It's probably not a necessity as far as getting a bite, but exactly like Bill was talking about earlier, there's other advantages to fishing a piece of Seaguar fluorocarbon. You know, in addition to the less visible factor, you've also got the better abrasion resistance. So should you hook one of those 70-pounders and the hook find its way not in the corner of the mouth and you got to worry about line rub and things like that, there are times when that can help avoid the chew through. So I don't think it ever hurts you to have it, but if you're asking whether you need to have fluorocarbon to get a bite in some of this wide open fishing, you don't. You know, you could tie on a piece of 25 or 30 or 40 pound mono and probably get all the bites you'd wanted, but there are other advantages.
Abrasion resistance,
exactly.
Man, like Bill was talking about, mm-hmm. It may not make more bites in the surf, but that abrasion resistance, with all that sand and debris,
right,
and stuff like,
yeah,
that,
it'll really save your bacon.
Yeah, and the same thing if you're fishing a trout in the Sierras.
Sure,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Same thing. It, you know, there, especially in the clear water, it's the invisibility,
the less visible,
of it.
Right.
But also the abrasion, mm-hmm. You get on a rock or something like that, fluorocarbon.
Yeah,
Seaguar fluorocarbon, either the blue label or the Seaguar
Premier.
Oh boy,
yeah,
good stuff. Hey, check it out. Thanks a lot for the call, Leroy.
Marilyn and Santa Ana, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. I belong to a club up here in Orange County called Club Fish, and we just got back from a 3-day trip on Pacific Voyager, and man, it's just like they were saying, wide open. First day down, we got about 95 miles south, got into yellowtail, dorado, and bluefin tuna. Bluefin's about 15 to 30 pounds. Next morning, we traveled a little further south, got into some more yellowtail, better grade, about 20 to 40 pounds, some more dorado. And then we found the yellowfin tuna, and it was a wide-open bite all day long. The grade was anywhere from 25 to 75 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
And we just, you couldn't help but put a bait in the water and get bit.
Wow, what a great trip. And I know Mark on the Pacific Voyager does a great job there out of C4 Sport Fishing. That's a superb report, Marilyn. When are you going fishing again?
I'm going fishing on the Vagabond in the first week of October. But if you guys, anybody listening, if you want some great action right now, now's the time to jump on any of these boats. Anywhere from 2 days on up, you're going to have a fabulous trip. Just wide open bites. We saw about 7 or 8 boats down by us, and I know they were all probably getting fish like we were. And
getting hooked up. That's fantastic. Well, thanks for the report,
yeah.
Marilyn. Appreciate the call this morning.
I'm jealous. That's awesome. Hey, next up, let's jump back right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Dick, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hey, Dick, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, fellas. It sounds like things have finally clicked on, which is really exciting. Hey, listen, I'm interested in a little information on how to fish a ghost shrimp in the surf, and any quirks in terms of rigging those up compared to like sand crabs or any other bait.
Oh, that's another great question, Dick. Thank you so much. Well, you know, with ghost shrimp, a lot of folks who fished ghost shrimp in the past decided not to use them because every time they cast it out, their sinker went one direction and the ghost shrimp went another. So maybe that does fit into the chumming.
Yeah, very familiar with that.
So it is important on the way that you hook that ghost shrimp. Once again, all of these surf baits, you want to hook them in a manner where it's as flat as possible on your hook so it looks as natural as it is, as it can be, coming across the bottom. What I like to do is I use a long shank sprout hook or a bait holder hook, and then I take that ghost shrimp, I lay it on its back, so its legs and its swimmerettes are pointing upward. It has swimmerettes, which are very similar to the shape of a lobster, and you're going to take that hook and enter it in the tail and run the hook through the very center of its body, and then exit the hook right between its legs. Now, the carapace, that the leg area on a ghost shrimp, is its hardest part. So once you exit the hook through that, you can get it a good, nice, you know, hard cast, and you'll be perfectly fine, and then it will track into the beach perfectly
straight. So you don't want to go through the body itself. You want to go through the tail.
Exactly. You want to go through you start at the tail through the center of the body, just like you're feeding a worm right up your hook, and then you exit between its legs.
Before you get to the main body.
You're actually going to go through the entire body.
Oh, you're going to go through the entire body.
Yep, starting at the tail.
All the way up, almost to the mouth.
All the way up, almost to the mouth. You're right.
Oh, okay.
But you're going to exit through the legs because there's about six or eight legs, and that's the carapace or the hardest part of its body. And if you exit there, it'll really hold it on the hook for you.
Good advice. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about John and Mira Mesa up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, John.
Hey, I have another ghost shrimp question. when you're fishing exotics on the surf like that, or maybe bloodworms or what have you, what's your take on that? Because I assume that would be like candy for them, but I thought I heard you say that it's better to fish with the fish you're used to feeding on at that time.
Well, you know, a lot of people ask me what eats ghost shrimp, and my answer is whatever fish gets to it first. I mean, that is a fantastic bait. It doesn't matter if you're fishing rock cod fishing or sheep's head or surf fishing, or it'd probably work for tuna. I wouldn't be surprised. So they're great baits, and it's the same is true with the worms. But as far as you know, using those baits and the time of year, fish will normally eat the bait that occurs most often in that time of year. Sand crabs, when they come out in these huge numbers in the spring, that's what the fish are feeding on. And then they'll make their way to the ghost shrimp. And the ghost shrimp, they really eat those all year long. There may be times of year, and scientifically I don't know this, but maybe that they come out of their holes and they spawn, and maybe they're a more popular bait at that time of the year for the fish. They're up in estuaries and in warmer water areas. So,
but you said this time of the year on through September is better ghost shrimping than sand crabbing.
Exactly. This is the time of year that the surf fish are getting tired of eating sand crab after sand crab after sand crab, and they're looking for a little variety in their diet.
Okay.
So they're going to find those ghost shrimp in a beautiful orange red color.
Ooh, let's eat this.
Yeah, and that's just like what they want to have.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself that full AFCO clothing package. We got more Let's Talk Hook 'em when we return on XX 1090.
If you're into the water, I mean getting out and going fishing, diving, surfing, shark diving, or kayaking, you need to check out the Islander at islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. In addition, the Islander offers kayak mothership trips, spearfishing trips, and more. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. You won't find a more knowledgeable or well-rounded team than Captain Shane Slaughter, John Conniff, and crew. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey guys, for years you've heard about Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right next to the launch ramp, the fuel dock, the great deli, the skiff rentals, and how about that incredible tackle shop? Not only do they have all the right gear, but they have the right experts in the store to show you how to use it. Now here's the latest news. The same guys who own Dana Landing have fired up the coolest bait and tackle shop in East County. That's right, the all-new East County Bait and Tackle Company is the freshwater version of Dana Landing. All the right gear, all the right advice, and the right location for people chasing bass, stripers, trout, and other tapwater fish. They're located right off the 67 at the Mapleview exit, next to the 7-Eleven with plenty of truck and boat parking. So don't even think about heading to the river or your favorite lake without checking out ECBT for all your gear, advice, and oh yeah, they even have live bait. That's East County Bait and Tackle, brought to you by the Dana Landing guys at the 67 in Mapleview on Main Avenue in Lakeside, or 24 hours a day at eastcountybaitandtackle.com.
In the past, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation board shorts. Features include four-way stretch micro poly, pliers pockets, a stain-resistant finish, quick dry, UV protection, plus an AFCO exclusive, a bamboo charcoal inside laminate that is both moisture-wicking and antimicrobial. Available in a variety of prints and colors, these technically advanced board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing shorts. Check them out today at Better Tackle Shops.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on Double X 1090. All right, the big winner of the full AFCO clothing package, which we heard just Greg just mentioned just then, is going to Gus in Burbank. Gus, congratulations. You are going to be styling in your new AFCO gear.
Oh, yeah, good stuff. Nothing better than those AFCO performance shirts and the performance shirt.
Yeah, everything in that package is the right stuff.
Good stuff. And nothing better than going surf fishing with Mr. Bill Varney. Bill, again, website, book, great show.
Yeah, awesome.
Look forward to having you back.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You know, this is probably the fastest 2 hours in radio without any questions.
Thanks.
And if folks would like to get a hold of me, learn a little bit more about surf fishing, they can go to my website, fishthesurf.com. We have all kinds of information on there. We have live beach cams, fish reports, rigging, seminar information. If they want to sign up for the seminars or see what's available, that's a great place to go. And if they miss me there, just go to Google, type in Bill Varney. You'll find me. A couple pages will come up on there. Just put in surf fishing or Bill Varney surf fishing, and you'll be ready to go.
All right, and you can find out all about the clinics and all the great stuff that you're going to be doing here.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Bill. Great show.
Thank
we'll look
you.
Forward
awesome.
To having you back, and we'll look forward to having you back next Saturday and Sunday. I'm headed for Dove Island Lodge, which is right next to Kingfisher Lodge in Sitka, Alaska there. Looking forward to having a great group of guys from Davis Boats and Let's Talk Hookup up there this week. And we'll be back. I'll be back Thursday. Tell you all about Sitka and more great fishing here in Southern California with Captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser from the Independence. They're going to be talking Independence sport fishing there next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Dr. Chugi Sepulveda from Pier, which Chugi's in a wealth of knowledge in Southern California fishing, does a lot of great stuff and is a fisherman too. So that's a great weekend of shows next Saturday and Sunday. We'll see you then right here on Double X 1090.
Adios. Vamos heading to Baja. I got my pickup, she's a four-wheel drive. I'm gonna take the time. Coolest packed, plenty of survey signs. Oh, ride through life.